I hope you can hear me okay. If somebody can say yes, that would be great. Great. Thank you all this morning for joining me. I'm going to move the mic here. Actually, I'm a licensed minister. Which means that I'm not really a full minister, but I can be the minister for this morning. So that's kind of one of the reasons for me to do what I did, so I could do this. So anyway, we're here for our Sunday morning service. And so the first thing that we do is, in fact, the actual topic this morning is to the practice of gratitude. So what I'll do then is, we usually at the very beginning, we do a meet and greet, like we're in a church. Like as you would turn around to your neighbor and shake their hands or hug them or whatever. And so that's what we do at the first part of this service. So I am going to go in and play a song. Now, if for some reason I get kicked out, because that happens sometimes, I will come right back in and I'll play some music. So we'll just... Hey, hi, Ken and Rebecca. Okay, so, you know, what is that old song? Put your hand in the hand of the man. So, just a moment, let me get into, so I can play music.
If you go,
There we go. Thank you all for joining us here this morning. And we're here for the service for Awakening Together. And what I usually talk about now is the purpose of Awakening Together. And if Alice could post the link to the website where we have our purpose and values, that would be great. And our purpose is that we are an assembly of equals joined in a common purpose, awakening to one true self, with an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. We have several core values, five core values. I was looking at them this morning. I was looking at them and looking at the one that would seem to call out to me for this morning, and I really liked number three, which is that we accept one true self, which is one presence or being, non-dual, without beginning or end, and absolutely changeless. We live this value by practicing letting go of the belief in the individual self as who we are. Letting go. Trusting. That is purpose and values, one of the core values. One that we often talk about here in the room is number one, and core value number one is that we trust everyone is led by unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another on different paths of awakening. And of course that is what we're here in the room for, to support each other. So, now the next order of items to do here this morning is I have a list of announcements. Actually, I got these from Regina. And she can't be listening. I guess she's on the road today, so she can't. But however, I've got some announcements to make. And one of them is, and this is, if you go to the website, there is a link to events. And so we have a CMC conference. As you know, that's the every 2 year conference, the ACIM conference. That's going to be in New York. And after November 30th, so we're coming up to November 30th, the prices are going to go up. So if you want to go to the conference and you want to get a less expensive price, you would want to do it before November 30th. The current price is $499. On December 1st, it will go up to $549. And Alex can post her link for the conference, but you can find other information that you want to share. Actually, there's more information if you go on to the conference. You can check it out. Talks about the dates and the speakers. And I know Regina's going to be there. I believe Dove's going to be there. I don't know. Lots of other people will be there. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of wonderful. I actually went to the conference in in San Francisco back in 2011, and it really opened my eyes. So I'm sorry if the sound's been going in and out. I hope everybody else hear me okay? Yeah, sound is good here. Yeah, sometimes I have sound going in and out, and other people are doing well. And we're getting more, you know, for the people on the radio, Earl Purdy will be there, John Mundy, Gary Bernard, David Hoffmeister. So really, it's, and Lisa Natoli, there's going to be a lot of different people there. I don't know if all those people were there when I went back in 2011. But it was a wonderful experience. And so the next event that we have coming up, and Alex can post that link, is the Baja Mexico retreat that's being organized by Jennifer Hadley. And that's going to be March 1st through 7th, 2015. Now, this is a great retreat for those who use their vacation time for retreats and want some, quote, vacation along with the retreat. You can find other information at the link that Alex has posted. I think it's a beautiful place from what I understand. When you pay for it, you can go to several different restaurants to eat. I think they have a lot of other things there to do. And I believe it's along the beach, so you can walk along the beach and wonderful stuff there. So if you get an opportunity to look at that link, it's Luxury Digs. So it's really wonderful. So, and the other bit of news we have is, as you might be aware, Lynn has talked about this, that the The Board of Trustees is working to offer the next Awakening Together retreat in Colorado in the fall of 2015. So I know Lynn's been out there helping Regina look at some retreat centers to see where could we have this retreat. So after they locate the retreat that is available at that time, they're going to look for speakers. And, you know, if anybody in the room here who has listened to people in the satsang, or they, you know, they have someone they would like to have be a speaker there, to go ahead and email Regina, let her know if there's someone you would like to have at that retreat. So that's a, you know, really great way to feel connected to this community. So anyway, that is what we have for the announcements for this morning. So the next thing I'm going to do is we're going to have a little moment of I'm going to play a song so that we can just be moving into the reading. Now, Sharon, I am like probably going to be so confused on what your last name is now. So, but Sharon here, Art Lady, is going to be our reading from one of the workbook lessons. So let me play the music for us to kind of do a transition period here to go into the reading for today. So thank you very much. I'll just change over to music.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the mic over to Sharon. She's our inspirational reader this morning. She's going to read from Lesson 195 of A Course of Miracles called Love is the Way. Love is the Way I Walk in Gratitude. So I'm turning the mic over to Sharon. Thank you so much, Sharon. Here we go.
Well, thank you, Barb, for giving me this honor to be your reader today, and welcome everyone in gratitude as I begin the lesson. And can you hear me? Oh, you can hear me. Okay. Love is the way I walk in gratitude. Gratitude is a lesson hard to learn for those who look upon the world amiss. The most that they can do is see themselves as better off than others. And they try to content because another seems to suffer more than they. How pitiful and deprecating are such thoughts. And for who has cause for thanks, while others have less cause? And who could suffer less because he sees another suffer more? Your gratitude is due him alone, who made all cause of sorrow disappear throughout the world. And that would only be the ego that really does have an insidious pleasure of watching another person in some way suffer. And so then we can feel that we don't have it as bad as them. So all that is just the ego. So here we are changing into spirit, and it is insane to offer thanks because of suffering, but it is equally insane to fail in gratitude one who offers you the certain means whereby all pain is healed and suffering replaced with laughter and with happiness. Nor could the even partly sane refuse to take the steps which he directs and follow in the way he sets before them. To escape a prison that they thought contained no door to the deliverance they now perceive. Your brother is your enemy because you see in him the rival for your peace, a plunderer who takes his joy from you, and he leaves you nothing but a black despair so bitter and relentless. And there is no help remaining. Now is vengeance all there is to wish for? Now can you but try to bring him down to lie in death with you, as useless as yourself, as little left within his grasping fingers as in yours? You do not offer God your gratitude because your brother is more slave than you. Nor could you sanely be enraged if he seems freer. Love makes no comparisons. And gratitude can only be sincere if it is joined to love. We offer thanks to God our Father, that in us all things will find their freedom. It will never be that some are loosed while others are still bound. For who can bargain in the name of love? Therefore give thanks, but in sincerity, and let your gratitude make room for all who escape with you. The sick, the weak, the needy, and afraid are those who mourn a seeming loss or feel apparent pain, who suffer cold or hunger, or who walk the way of hatred and the path of death. All these go with you. Let us not compare ourselves with them, for thus we split them off from our awareness of the unity we share with them, as they must share with us. We thank our Father for one thing alone, that we are separate from no living thing. Let me just read that again. We thank our Father for one thing alone, that we are separate from no living thing. And that would even mean the perceptions of the non-living, like a stone or like a tree, right? Well, a tree is living, but this is all us, our mind, and therefore one with him. And we rejoice that no exceptions can be made which would reduce our wholeness, nor impair or change our function. to complete the one who is himself completion. We give thanks for every living thing, for otherwise we offer thanks for nothing. And we fail to recognize the gifts of God to us. And then let our brothers lean their tired heads against our shoulders as they rest a while. We offer thanks for them, for if we can direct them to peace, then we would find the way is the opening at last to us. An ancient door is swinging free again. A long-forgotten word re-echoes in our memory and gathers clarity as we are willing once again to hear. Walk then in gratitude the way of love, for hatred is forgotten when we lay comparisons aside. What more remains as obstacles to peace? The fear of God is now undone at last. And we forgive without comparing. Thus we cannot choose to overlook some things and yet retain some other things still locked away as sins. When your forgiveness is complete, you will have total gratitude, for you will see that everything has earned the right to love by being loving, even as yourself. Today we learn to think of gratitude in place of anger, malice, and revenge. We have been given everything. If we refuse to recognize that we are not entitled, therefore, to our bitterness, and to a self-perception which regards us in a place of merciless pursuit where we are badgered ceaselessly and pushed about without a thought or care for us for our future. Gratitude comes the single thought we substitute for these insane perceptions. God has cared for us and calls us son. Can there be more than this? Our gratitude will pave the way to him and shorten our learning time by more than you could ever dream of. Gratitude goes hand in hand with love, and where one is, the other must be found. For gratitude is but an aspect of the love which is the source of all creation. God gives thanks to you, his son, for beginning what you are, his completion and the source of love, along with him. Your gratitude to him is one with his to you, for love can walk no road except the way of gratitude, and thus we go back. We go who walk the way to God. And so let us just say that gratitude is for the whole mind. My mind that I see. If I see a seeming other who has left them and I get pleasure, I need to choose again. The ego is still lurking in my process and I cannot blame it because it's just a thought system. It's not the mind. Thought system, that's all it is. So I'm grateful for the truth that I am the power and the source of everything that happens in my life. And if suffering is meant to come up, why can't I just look at it without a label and just allow? And just wish all of you a beautiful Sunday of gratitude that we have this wonderful room of awakening together with beautiful seeming figures in our dream that are just here for one thing, and that is to love each other unconditionally. Thank you, Miss Barbara. I love you so much for giving me this honor. I love you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Sharon, so much. Thank you. You know, the reason I picked this topic, when I heard that I had been, you know, that I could pick a day to do this, to lead this gathering, I picked the one before Thanksgiving. And when I picked that one, immediately what came to my mind was gratitude. And this is like, you know, like a month and a half ago. It wasn't, this topic was not a topic I picked. You know, like just this week or just last week, it was, you know, gratitude. Because that is, what is Thanksgiving? It is thanks and it's giving. And thanks and giving. And so what I did as a kind of preparation for this was to look and see if there was something out there that would be kind of helpful to explain gratitude for me, to me, because I couldn't find it. I saw it in the dictionary, but it just like, it kind of, I kind of glossed over it because the dictionary definition didn't really define it for me. And so I went around and said, well, where could I find gratitude? So I ended up going on to the Thoughts of Awakening. And there were a couple of them that I really liked on gratitude. And one is number 213. 213 is a thought of awakening about gratitude, and it goes like this. It says, sit in gratitude. Sit in stillness. Do not search your mind to find that which you are grateful for. Instead, sit in gratitude. Sit in stillness. Let gratitude and stillness, which come from the heart, enlighten the mind with the message of gratitude. The heart knows what you are truly grateful for. Listen and accept that. So, gratitude comes from the heart. It's not something you can force upon yourself, not something that is something you strain for. It is a natural expression of the love within you. And there's a, I also found this is talking about gratitude from the Holy Spirit in the Thoughts of Awakening, but this is a commentary on gratitude. So I kind of like this because it's not like a definition that's like finite, not a finite. Gratitude to me is like it says in this lesson that, you know, love walks with gratitude. Gratitude walks with love. And it says here in the lesson that Sharon just read, gratitude can only be sincere if it is joined to love, the love from our heart. And so in this commentary on gratitude, it says, what you are is formless. When you look about yourself as you experience yourself now, you see form and you say, this is not me. When you look at yourself as you experience yourself now, you see form and you say, that is me. So we have a comparison to what you look at yourself now and you say, I have to understand this one myself. I read this before and I'm going, what? Let me read that one more time. What you are is formless. When you look about yourself as you experience yourself now, you see form and you say, that is not me. Okay, so we're looking outside of ourselves. That is not me. When you look at yourself as you experience yourself now, you see form and you say, that is me. But in both cases, you are in error because what you are is formless. So you cannot be identified by what you see in form. Gratitude, like you, is formless. It cannot be touched, but it can extend. Gratitude takes that which is all, which already is, and moves it into a new existence and new means of expression and experience. In this way, too, gratitude is like you. To understand what you are, you must drop understanding. But to get a glimpse, look at gratitude. Gratitude is a formless force that is much like you. And gratitude works through love because gratitude works through you. And I love that because, you know, it's kind of like all the things I've been looking at recently, especially with this Stillness Speaks with Eckhart Tolle. He talks about the sacredness of each moment. The sacredness of each moment. To me, I kind of, a lot of these words seem to flow together. And so there's gratitude and there's love and there's the sacredness of the moment. And I was reading this to a friend yesterday from Eckhart Tolle's Stillness Speaks. And he says, the moment you enter the now with your attention, you realize that life is sacred. There is a sacredness to everything you perceive when you are present. The more you live in the now, the more you sense the simple yet profound joy of being and sacredness of all life. And I like that because that reminds me of gratitude. I mean, if I can appreciate, to me, gratitude, an element of gratitude is appreciation. If I can appreciate each moment as a sacred moment, it's like I'm worshiping in the now. and it means that I can, as someone posted in Facebook once, that I can lean into the edges. Because the love that I am expressed through gratitude and the present moment focus of that gratitude for that sacredness of each moment brings each moment to me almost like it's a little movie on its own. It's like one, in the old film days, it's like one frame. That one frame that I can be grateful for every moment. And I know when we come into the room here, we teach ourselves. We seem to be teaching other people here. But what we're really doing is teaching ourselves. What does it say in the Course in Miracles? To teach is to demonstrate. It says here in Lesson 195, it says, we thank our Father for one thing alone, that we are separate from no living thing and therefore one with Him. That's gratitude. It is not even a gratitude that I can fully comprehend right now. But as I continue practice, see, that's why for me, everything here is practice. Not practice in a forceful or straining way, but a relaxing practice. That's why I like that saying, that description of being leaning into the edges, kind of in a gentle way. Jan Fraser talks about, she talks about gentle softness, that gentle soft place where you sit in stillness. And to me, she fills out what Eckhart Tolle talks about as the power of now. I mean, in the Stillness Speaks, he talks about now. That's, you know, how can we not but be grateful? Or just resting in that soft, quiet place where we're yielding into the moment. And that is the gratitude that we can carry with us. Because we're not comparing ourselves to others. And that's what it talked about in the first part of this lesson. You know, comparing ourselves to others. Like one person will wake up and the other one won't. Somehow I'm better than someone else. Someone else is better than me. You know, that's when you kind of laugh. I mean, Doug always talks about you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. And so you laugh when finally you can, I mean, for me, it's finally I can realize it doesn't matter. You know, all the straining and stress I do in the world, it doesn't matter. Where the true life comes living in the moment in that love and gratitude, in that soft, still place that, that I see when I look at Jan Fraser and Eckhart Tolle talking about it. Eckhart Tolle says that most people confuse the now with what happens in the now. But that's not what it is. The now is deeper than what happens in it. It is the space in which it happens. So do not confuse the content of this moment with the now. The now is deeper than any content that arises in it. And the gratitude I see here is for that, I want to say the expression of love within me when I do not have that content that I'm focusing on. I'm just focusing in that space of softness, gentleness, gratitude. And that is, you know, what makes sense of any situation for me, because I don't know, see, gratitude to me is like love. It's like a hand. It's like I'm hand in hand. Love and gratitude walk together. And when I can focus on that love, that trueness of who I am, the gratitude seems to be an expression of that for me. Grateful for my brothers. I mean, you know, like, what does it say in A Course that every encounter is a holy encounter? when I can remember that, then the encounter is a peaceful encounter, and I do have my gratitude for that person to come into my life, no matter what they come into my life for. I don't need to have an internal commentary about what this moment means. I can just be with the moment in my own personal place of gratitude. And it does come from the heart. Yes, John, it comes from the heart. It kind of, it's like a link to the truth of who I am, and that's the heart place. And to walk through each day, you know, it's like you have the sunshine inside. Ah, so gratitude is for every seeming thing that happens. I like to use the word seeming because it's a, it kind of reminds me that what my eyes are showing me and my mind is interpreting is part of that illusion. Then does that mean that I don't still see it? But what meaning do I give it? What meaning do I give it? So there's another one of the thoughts of awakening, number 212, which again says, gratitude is a gift. It is the natural extension of love. To love is to extend, and to be grateful is to love. Gratitude extends, it increases. That is what it does. So gratitude is your extension of yourself within all of that which you are. And this is how we grow, if you want to call it, in our spiritual experience and expression. That is how, you know, what is our focus, what is my focus, I would say, would be to know myself, big S self. And the more I practice the gratitude in a natural way, so the naturalness means that it happens, another word you might want to say organically, because naturalness means it just happens. It's not something that I force to happen. So the gratitude comes as I let go of the meaning I give things. Patience, yes, patience. There was a, I went online too, and actually was looking online for other, like sayings. And they had some sayings, I went on to Goodreads, and they had some sayings from well-known people. And so this one's from Thomas Merton. And he says, to be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us. And he has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of his love. Every moment of existence is a grace, for it brings with it immense graces from him. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to a new wonder and to praise the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good not by hearsay, but by experience. And that is what makes all the difference. And if we are extensions of God, we are good. And I would say, you can say the term good. I would say maybe the term might be that we are all. And so there's not like an opposite there. But, you know, in the world, we do have a lot of sayings, and we can take from them what is helpful for us to understand our truth. And to know that we are the perfection of God. That is what we are. That is the gratitude we have, is that we are perfect as God is. Now, do I always experience that? No. I still have my filter. And, you know, I see thought in action. I see thought in my head. Sometimes I find myself saying things and afterwards going, what was that about? And I went into an ego moment, I realize. But to look at the thoughts, to be grateful. You know what I'm grateful for right now is to be aware of what I'm thinking about. And it's only been a recent, you know, possibly people that I know have been able to you know, look at their thoughts for a long, long time, but I haven't. I must have had a really busy type A mind, but I couldn't really even look at my thoughts, like stand apart and look at my thoughts. Now I can look at the thoughts that go through my mind, and I'm grateful that I finally got to that point. It's like every little step I take, it's like that gratefulness comes through, because, you know, what I was living like before all of this was just a nightmare. When I look at where I'm at now, there is a comparison going on, because I was in that place of a lot of anxiety. And now I can just be here now and be grateful for every step that I take towards self. Or shall I say back to self? Because really it's just it's a return. I like the way Marianne Williamson says it once. She has a return to love. It's kind of a fun thing, but she said, well, one time there was this guy that she liked. I can't remember the whole story, but somehow he left her or something, or he said something. Anyway, she usually operated. She'd always have this one way of, you know, like, or maybe a couple of ways of reacting when she felt rejection or whatever it was. And one time she just said, nope, this is enough. I don't need to act that way anymore. I don't need to think that way anymore. And, you know, it was like she had the sense of freedom from her old patterns. And she said, oh, well, champagne corks are going off in heaven. And I just love that, because it's like every time I have some realization in that moment, excuse me, every time I have that realization, it's like I'm grateful for that realization. I'm grateful that I can let go of my attachments. And I like the way Jacqueline's saying that only gratitude is an appropriate response to creation. Yeah, the gratefulness. Aren't we grateful that we are the Son of God or daughter of God or being of God? We are that. And the gratitude is that, you know, there's nothing. It's nothing that can ever change that. And that commentary of gratitude says, gratitude, like you, is formless. It's formless. It cannot be touched, but it can extend. Gratitude takes that which already is and moves it to a new existence and a new means of expression and experience. In this way, too, gratitude is like you. So it's that formlessness which I am. And I can only be but grateful. Like, for example, when I lost my job, you know, at the time it seemed like, you know, the earth fell, you know, like everything fell, it fell in and I was in bad shape and everything. But now I feel more and more gratitude for losing that, because that was what opened up all of this for me in a deeper way. And what does Eckhart Tolle talk about? He talks about the now is deeper than so that most people confuse the now with what happens in the now, and that's not what it is. The now is deeper than what happens in it. It is the space in which it happens. So it is the space where I'm sitting in gratitude as an extension of love, which is, you know, takes me to that, if you want to call it a level. But the more that I express myself in these ways, the closer I come to realization of self. And you know, I used to say this. There's this one saying I used to say. It said, I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, it slipped my mind. Oh yeah, I remember now. It's like I used to say to people, it doesn't take much to make me happy. And when you really look at that, it doesn't take much to make me happy. You know, everything can make us happy. Everything can make us grateful. You know, it depends on how do I look at this. How do I see? How do I see? It's so much of this, so much of what we're doing, this practice of gratitude, is to let go of the old self. You know, it is our walk towards the shedding of the belief in being human. and we've heard it described. I like the way Kathy's saying it has nothing to do with time now. You know, it's like it's such a grace to me. It's such a grace thing for us to let go of this belief that we have this existence. It's such a wonderful truth that, you know, that we don't have any control over that as a separate human, as a separate being. But what we can do is to relax into that soft, gentle, yielding place where gratitude just comes naturally. While I seem to be here, I can still be grateful. I can be grateful for everything and everyone. And I am teaching this today because of Thanksgiving. But I'm also teaching this today because this is something for me to learn more about. Me to explore the edges of gratitude. Me to yield more, to be soft more, to be gentle more, to be in the moment. That empty space within which things seem to happen. It's the space in which it happens. And at resting place, it's kind of like rest your weary head. What does it say in the Course? Like, if you really knew the weight of all the judgment that you have, how heavy it weighs you down. And when you're in that present moment stillness, you know, with your love and gratitude for every seeming thing that happens, you know, you just fall. I feel like I'm falling right now. I'm just falling. It's like that one song by Tom Petty, Into the Great Wide Open. That's where I'm going, to the great wide open, the wide open space that doesn't really have a form. And I talk about things that I haven't experienced, but, you know, there is a part of me that is there. And it's grateful that there's a truth about me that is beyond what I can even comprehend or imagine or understand right now. And just to rest in that, and just to have rest in that place, and not try to figure everything else out. Figuring things out is like, that's the ego. Breaking it down, figuring it out. I could just meditate on that right now. But I feel I'm at a stopping point here right now. I've got to look at my schedule. I look at my schedule for now. So we're going to go into a place now where what I'm going to do is play a song. And what we can do is, Alex will post a link in the room, because this is the time in our gratitude that we feel moved to donate to Awakening Together. So Alex has posted the link, and this course for the people in the radio, you can go to awakeningtogether.org, and you can there is a donate link there. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song for us to contemplate gratitude. And so let me go to that right now. Thank you.
I give myself to you, beloved. The self that I thought I was. I give myself to you, beloved. The self that was mystified and lost. Every breath is yours, beloved. Every breath.
So now is the time we have for sharing. We have some time here, probably close to 15 minutes. If there's anybody who would like to share on the practice of gratitude, anything that you might have gotten from this, maybe some sharing of your own. So I will look at the room right now. It looks like Tay would love to talk. So let me let go of the mic. We have Tay talking now. Here we go. Okay, did you want to take the mic? Your hand is up. You know, sometimes pal talk can be a little challenging here. So I'll let go of the mic again, and hey, if you'd like to take the mic, let me just give you the opportunity. Here we go.
Good morning, Barb. It's almost like a rehearsal. I had said good morning, Barb, before. Laughter is gratitude. Yeah, I sat here and I was listening today for a while. No, I've not felt like coming to the room. But today I had this wonderful, wonderful feeling of coming to the room, and I didn't know what it was going to be about. And then I saw your name on it, and I thought, I get to listen to Barb this morning. Anyway, one of the things you were saying earlier is about the now, not being confused with what's happening in the now with the now. And that really, really shone a light for me. Because, like, many of us, or I will just have to say about myself, is this mind watching has really taken me into so many different emotions. And at one time I thought that I just wasn't getting this lesson. But, you know, not getting this lesson is a wonderful place to be. It doesn't matter when the now happens and what's happening in the now, be it good or bad, wonderful or terrible, it's all springing from the field of consciousness. It's all springing from the field of consciousness. So gratitude to realize that I could be mistaken, just totally, totally mistaken about the conditions in my mind. Totally, totally mistaken that I mistook pay for the consciousness that I am. Just so, so grateful for that. And so pointing that out today was really like a dose of an elixir. And it is the feeling that of gratitude. It is the feeling of gratitude that it's like somebody could say something and you remember who you are. You remember who you are. And you're just so, so grateful for that moment. And this little joy springs up from the bottom of your belly. And you dance in it. And I want to tell you about the joy also that springs from the bottom of your tummy. And it has fear in it. Because it is through the fear. F-E-A-R for the accent, for my accent, I'm talking about F-E-A-R. If it's through the fear that I awaken to my beatitude, to my oneself, to saying, oh my God, I can now differentiate, and it's not what's good or bad, I can now differentiate the feelings inside of me that says, oh my God, oh my goodness, this moment is so, so beautiful. But it isn't what the moment brings into it, like you said. I mean, I'm really, really grateful this morning for that. So I'm going to give up this mic so somebody else can share, because this was really, really wonderful for me. Thank you, Barb, for letting me share that.
Thank you, Tay. Yeah, I met Tay down in Santa Barbara, so that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Would anybody else like to share on the topic of gratitude or what brought this brought up for you? Oh, Sue. Okay, let me let go of the mic. Sue from Croydon.
Affectionately known as the Cronx. Thank you so much, Barb, for that lovely talk on gratitude. I just wanted to add that one of the things that I used to do, and I should do more, and it was very helpful, it was to remember gratitude when I was feeling, you know, not so happy. It's easy to remember to be grateful when times are good. And it's a practice. And it's difficult to remember to be grateful when times aren't so good, or, you know, when we're feeling down, or especially when we're feeling angry or frustrated. And I don't remember when it was, but it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I was in the heat of the moment of like really intense anger or whatever. And just to remember, hold it, let's just be grateful for a second. Just a second. Thank you for this situation. And just to hold on to it for as long as I could. And it would only be for 2 or 3 seconds, believe me. And it totally sucked. And it helped. It helped. I don't, you know, this is the miracle. But it was a difficult practice to remember. And hold it. Let's be grateful even for this, even for that. Even when I look down in my community and I see this, you know, all the baloney in politics, as I've been known to kvetch about before. there's a new shopping mall moving in. You know, on one level of my mind, I'm saying, oh, my God, it's totally ridiculous. This is total baloney. But, then I have to remember, hold it. I have to be grateful even for this. Damn. You know, I have to be grateful for my problems. Why? Because I don't understand them. I know nothing. And God's hand is even working in this. In some miraculous way, I have no comprehension. I really know nothing. Like that guy said on Fawlty Towers, I know nothing. Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sue. I know nothing. Truly, truly. So would anyone else like to share on this? Oh, Dove, here we go. Go to the mic.
All right. Thank you so much, Barb. And Sharon, wonderful morning. Thanks everyone for being here. Anything on gratitude? I always think of the lesson that Sharon read from 195, Love is the Way I Walk in Gratitude, and 197, which follows it two lessons further. And these are the last 20 lessons in part one of the workbook. And Jesus says, any one of these lessons, the last 20 lessons, is the entire course. And 195, Love is the Way I Walk, and gratitude certainly is that I am as love created, and I am so grateful wherever I go, I am the love of God. But 197, which actually speaks about something that we're not that familiar with, because 195, you know, certainly seems to be perfect for sharing. But 197 asks us to really look at what gratitude is. And then it says, it can be but my own gratitude that I earn. So in this world, which is always upside down, we always expect others to be thankful and to give us, you know, thanks and gratitude for all that we have done. And you really won't ever get what it is that you call gratitude in this world. The real gratitude comes from in every moment of now, actually sharing the love that you are. That's the gratitude that you earn. It can be but my own gratitude that I earn. Yes, I am so grateful. I am so thankful that I have been given all that I have been given to share it, to have all, give all to all. Thank you so much, Barb.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you, Barb. I'm taking that, you know, that you wrote my name as a as an invitation to pick up the mic. Thank you so much for a beautiful talk today on gratitude. And, you know, in I agree with what you say. You know, when you said, you know, it's more than in our 12-step program. You know, gratitude is a big deal. And we, you know, we have all kinds of ways, not just in 12-step, but to, you know, call to mind the things that we are grateful for, to make gratitude lists. It's a direction often given. But, you know, it's very difficult to, it's like if I'm feeling, you know, the gratitude feels phony at best. And I'm not saying it's not a very good practice, but Byron Katie actually has a line, has a saying about gratitude that was very helpful to me, and that was, and I think it goes right along with the course and with the general practice of awakening together, which is looking within. But her quote is, gratitude is who you are without a story. And so it's like one of those pointers that you were talking about, Barb, that it is a pointer. Gratitude is who you are without a story. And so we look at our stories, you know, trusting that gratitude is who we are. And as we look at our stories and let them go, more and more of this, you know, oh, that is, I am so grateful. It is who we are will tell us of itself, right? Who we are, which is gratitude, will tell us of itself. And I trust that. I do trust that. That connection, that, oh, that's it, will be made. So just one more motivation for continuing to look within at the stories that I hold in my mind. Thank you so much. I'll let go.
Thank you, Nancy. That was, I liked that a lot. Gratitude is who we are without a story. I wrote that down. I love that. There were probably, you know, when I look again, that lesson that Dove quoted was perfect lesson as well. For some reason, I gravitated to the earlier lesson because when I was looking at the different expressions of gratitude and thoughts of awakening, it really pointed to the love part. And the love is the way I walk in gratitude was really what called to me. But isn't that great? Let me see if there's anything else. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. So we're at the end of our assembly, of our service this morning. And we have another hour if you'd like to join with Lynn and anyone who would like to stay in the room. You can join for the next hour and you can talk about this or something else. I don't know. Sometimes they play music. And so I'm going to let go of the mic for now because we're at 11:30 Eastern time, so it's the end of our service. I would like to thank everybody for coming this morning. I would like to thank everybody that shared. I'd like to very much thank Sharon. She's a dear friend of mine. Appreciate her reading. And, you know, this is the week of Thanksgiving. And remembering the real thanks and the real giving comes from our heart. Our heart for this week of, you know, when I do Thanksgiving, oftentimes, because my family doesn't celebrate it, I mean, we celebrate it separately, I often spend Thanksgiving with friends. And so Thanksgiving, I thank them for giving the opportunity to spend time with them, and I'm with many of us, it's spending time with our family to be thankful for just who we are. Just as a reminder for ourselves, it's like a reminder to myself every day to be thankful for who I really am. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Alex, for being the admin this morning when I normally do it, so I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving week, and I'm going to let go of the mic. Appreciate this. Thank you, Lynn. Okay, here we go.
Oh, very, very funny. I love it, yeah. So good morning again, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our wonderful time when we join together as a group, as a family, as a loving assembly of equals. Thank you all for being here with us. And I am going to play a couple of songs by our dear friend and member of Awakening Together, Alan Moberg. And let me do this real quick.